The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf is Besechet Zvachim Daf Tet. We are holding right after the Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin's Maimer of Dechim Kochim Kalim, Eitzel Kochim Kalim, Vein Dechim Kochim Kalim, Eitzel Kochim Kadoshim, which is one-fifth of the way down. Now, that will remind you, of course, what we're talking about. We learned out yesterday that the question of shechting now a Korban Pesach, we were wondering what the halacha would be if you shecht shelo lishma, not at the time of Korban Pesach, and we learned it out from Dovra Abomin Atzon Yele Zevach Shlami. So what is the Dovra Abomin Atzon? The only thing that's Dovra Abomin Atzon is a Korban Pesach, and it should be brought as a Zevach Shlami. So we thought first maybe it only means a shlomi, if you shechted it the same shlomi. So we said, no, zevach is a ribui. In the end, we were left wondering, if zevach is a ribui, how do we know that it becomes a shlomi, as our statement was? A pesach shlomi zmano automatically becomes a shlomi. If it becomes a shlomi, that has very specific implications. It means that there's a chiyuv of bringing the sakim with it. It means that there's a chiyuv of to do faschos of a shok. It means that there's a chiyuv of smicha. I mean, that's a big thing to say. Maybe it just means that whatever we shecht it for, lezevach should be a zevach. That should be lezevach, and then the shlomim should be a definition of any zevach. Should be a shlomim. Maybe it's two separate things. So we were learning yesterday various approaches to make it clear that it doesn't make sense to learn, let us say, that if you shecht a korban pesach for an ayla, it should become an ayla. I mean, it's one is kachay kachay. When it's kachay kalim, you're going to turn something that's kachay kalim into kachay kachim that doesn't have any din of achila at all. And that was the last thing we said. So it sounded good. The problem today is, continues the Gemara, matkiflo Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Savrio. Savrio is an interesting Spanish name of an Amora. Ema shachti l'shem maaser l'havi maaser. So far you're telling me, very good, it can't become kachim kalim, kachim kachim, I understand that. We had the other svaras, it can't be something that's in a necholim. But nobody's addressed the question of, what if you shech a korban pesach, as if it's maser beima. Now it's true that maser beima is a subspecies of shlomim, but there's still a big nachemina. L'mayelchata, d'loli boy nesachim. First of all, there's no chiyuv of nesach when it comes to maser, okay? There's other issues as well. But I mean, one of the most important things that it would be nogea is you would be chayev malchus if you were over on the din of lo yigael, the special halachas by pebechor and maaser. It says lo yigael, that means that you're not allowed to sell it. You're over a lot if you try to sell it. So I mean that's not an achivina. I mean, isn't it not a normal beim of shlomi? So that you haven't addressed by saying, well, how do you expect a carbon that's a carbon pesach to turn into kachay kachay? I'm not asking it to turn into kachay kachay. Madarava. I'm trying to turn it into something that's much closer to a pesach than a shlomim is, because pesach is also not tone the special dini of surfas chazav shal katon. That says, well, no, that's not possible, because the Torah specifically says when it comes to how to create a maaser. So over there the pasuk says v'chol maaser bakar. So this is ha'asiri, meaning this is the only case where something can be kodesh as maaser. But you can't arbitrarily create an asiri by saying this korban pesach is the asiri. That's absurd. That doesn't make any sense at all. An asiri means that you count the 10 animals, and therefore all that you've done is assured that the pesach was shechted shelo lishma, which is great since it's shelo bizmano, and that's exactly it'll make it kosher. But as far as what did it get, the Torah says it doesn't get a dinner meiser. So therefore we're left with a zevach shelamim. It should be called a shlomi. Huh. Okay. How about shachti l'shem b'chor? Remember that Pesach, Bechor, and Maaser is a subset that always goes together because of the fact that they have similar dinim that are different. I mean, they don't have exactly the same dinim, as we'll see in a moment, but they're all the same in this sense. They're less than a shlamim in requiring shvicha instead of requiring shlaim shein arba, the matonis. There's no nezachim, gnufa, tchaz v'shok. So over here, why don't we say the same thing? If your shechter is a Bechor, let it have a Bechor. Well, what's the point of a Bechor? Well, first of all, it should require nesach, okay? But there's another issue. The other issue is a bechor is given to kohanim. So if you want to make it a bechor, maybe it becomes a bechor. Anyway, it's a unique halacha that dafka shechter and the carbon shalom lishma is the only way to make it kosher. But that's pretty strange. So if you shechter as a pesach, it would be possible. Fine. So, I mean, once you're telling me that something strange is going on, it's interesting. The first thing we thought of when we started, the first words after the opening mission of the Pesach, was that maybe if I shechter the shame of another carbon, I should keep doing the avodah of that other carbon. And that was like the first thing that we said. Just because you change the shechita doesn't mean you should change the zrika. But here you're telling me that it actually becomes Shlomi. I really do change the halacha. This is the only time where the shalom lishma is a positive thing. And in fact, it gives a dinim of another carbon, right? See, you're right that on the surface it sounds ridiculous about a bechor. It isn't a bechor. How would it get a dinim of a bechor? But it's also true that it isn't a shlomi. Your kavana changed its halacha. So how do you know that it doesn't mean you can actually turn it into the dinim of a bechor? Okay, by meister says beferish, you can't do that. But what about a bechor? No, because a bechor, I learn out, as we'll see many times, I learn out all of the dinim of bechor from maaser. Why? Because in both cases it uses the word Ha'aver, or Avar. So here it says, Va'avarta kol petarechem la'ashem, and it says by the Maaser, kol asher ya'avor tachat Hashem. That losh of ya'avor is a famous gezeirah shava. So, Avara, Avara mi Maaser gomar. So it can't be that. Okay, I got another question. Suppose you shech, can you make a tumura on a Bechor Maaser? You could say, this animal should be in place of this animal, right? Then we don't say, well, there's no such thing as that. The Torah only said the one that goes over tachas hashevet. That's not true. There's a din of a tumuras maaser, in which both of them get the din of maaser. I said, how about if we shechter the tumura? That's a chab. So over there, it should get the din of a tumura? So ema shechter the same tumura, lahave tumura. For what? First of all, if you're telling me, and this is a very strange idea, the Torah asers making a tumura. Right? Okay, so normally making a tumura means you say, that's the only way to make a tumura. If you try to be paid a behemoth bal mum, that's perfectly good exchange, but it's not called a tumura. Does the same thing. You take the kachin that's on one, if it has a mum, it can be transferred onto another animal, and that's even a mitzvah. Not only is it not an avera, and indeed it's transferred at kobesiner. But normally that's the only way to do it. But over here is the one place in the Torah where it's possible to create a different carbon by fiat. This is X, and suddenly it becomes X. And maybe if you say, this is a tumura, so this is a new way of creating a tumura, even though there is no other animal that's here, you're not transferring the kedusha from anywhere else, you're saying a theoretical statement, this should have a din of a tumura, it becomes a tumura. That's what you said. If it becomes a tumura, first of all, you have malchus for creating a tumura.
Is it more for what?
Let's say it's more for maaser. Whatever it is, you say it. Because over here you're creating something out of whole cloth anyway. Watch me pull a tumura out of my hat. Boop. So maybe pulling a tumura out of a hat is also an isser of creating a tumura. Why not? I created a tumura. The Torah says don't create tumuras. So if you create tumura by pulling one out of a hat, why is that any different? It's a brilliant question.
Tumura of what?
Somewhere in the universe, there's a maaser. There should be a tumura of a maaser. Whatever it is. We'll see later that we're talking specifically about. But the question is a tumura of any kachal. So first of all, I get malchus. Secondly, if it's a tumura of maaser, if it's a tumura of bechor, so you're going to be over on either lo yimacher, by the bechor, lo yigael. I mean, these are all the dinim of the Bechor Maaser. So you say, the Torah says you can't create a Bechor. Fine, I'm not creating a Bechor. I'm creating a tumura of a Bechor. Now you can't tell me I can't do that. Oh, my,
you can't do that except you can't be done. The paper. It happens, it's so first, but...
No, I'm asking that it's... Well, to what extent? Remember, there's two different ways of learning over here. One is that it is a zevach, gives it a din of a non-pesach, and then the word shlomim turns it into a shlomim. And the other is a zevach means whatever it is, if it can be that zevach, it becomes that zevach. So a tumura is a zevach. So it becomes a tumura, not a shlomim. for all dinim of tomorrow? Weird. And it says the Gemara, no, because there's a pasuk that says v'hayahu utmurato, that just like you can't create a ma'aser, you can't create a tumura. Zot tumura ve'in achar tumura. I've got a good one for you. You're telling me it's got to be Kachim Kala. And you're telling me, well, there's nothing else. Bechor can't be. Meiser can't be. Tumur of Bechor Meiser can't be. Pesach will ruin it. So what else is there? That's it. You've done it. No, you forgot about a Toda. Suppose I make it a Toda. Toda is also a subspecies of Shlomi. And it has a bit of Kachim Kala. And you'll say, Lamai Hilchata, you want to hear a big Nafkamina? You'll have to bring the lechem with it. What do you think? Can you imagine Korban Pesach that has to have
lechem?
It's matzah anyway, the lechem. Well, it's every one. Taita. So maybe it should be like a taita latina lechem. Ah, that doesn't make sense. I mean, kamidi. The Pesach gufa loboy lechem. Umotro boy lechem. Does this make sense? I mean, if it were Pesach itself, it wouldn't require bringing lechem with it. But now that you're making it the equivalent of a motar of a Pesach, it's left over. Either it's leftover in the sense it's literally leftover. I mean, a guy could put aside two korbanos of Pesach, use one of them, you know, and he didn't need the other one. What are you going to do with it? Shlomi, you're telling me. So this case where a person makes a Pesach, shelo bizmano, into something else is the equivalent of motar Pesach. In other words, I have this money, and this money now I'm turning into something else. Here I have the animal, but that's the same idea. So does it make sense that the motar should have more chomer dinim than the thing itself? No, I'm sorry. If you ask me that, then this whole din falls apart. Because a Pesach does not require nesachim, and you're telling me it's a shlomim, and all of a sudden requires nesachim. So obviously that argument is completely wrong, because it's negated the entire point of our limud here. No, I said it wrong. Sorry. Here's what I mean. Not how he coming. Mi ika midi. What I was saying is like this. A motar of a toda doesn't require a lech. Even if it's what's left over of the toda. So tell me, the Pesach that shechted as a toda is more than even the toda. Even though obviously it's only coming at best as money left over for the toda itself would be, that will be brought as a toda, but not with lechem. So it can't be more than the motar toda itself. That's what I'm saying. Mi'ika miri de motar toda atzmalo boila. And the motar that comes to the toda from somewhere else, in case of Pesach, dat yilu mi'alma, that should require lechem. That doesn't make any sense. Makifla Rav Yema Breder Rav Hill. I really don't even understand the Iker Drosha. The Iker Drosha was Dover Abba Min Hatzon. You're saying, Shabi lezevach ha-shlamim. Well, you're telling me there's nothing else that's Abba Min Hatzon. Why can't this be referring to motar asham? See, a guy set aside money for his carbon asham. Carbon asham comes from tzon. So, a dover haba min hatzon, now of leftover money, should be for asham. I mean, you're taking for granted it's got to be a carbon pesach. Why? Omar Rava, because Omar Krav ve'im min hatzon carbon lezevach shlami. What does that mean? It means if it comes from tzon of any type. There's only one carbon that comes from tzon of any type, and that is a pesach. Because an asham has to come from an ayil, so it can't come from any tzon. Here we have both kvasim and izim. So therefore, forget about it. It can't possibly be referring to a carbon that can't be brought from any type of tzon. And that explains it. So both kvasim and izim, and that's only a carbon pesach. Says Maskar of Yamar Berdeville. Maskar of Avin Barchia, Vitamer of Avin Barkana. This is a very sarcastic hatkafa. I love the way we decided that im min hatzon means from every kind of tzon. And last time I heard, every time the word min comes up, it means not all, some. Min X always means not all of X, but some type of X. Now, min hatzon means from all kinds of tzon. Because now you need an answer about why it means the Pesach and not an Asham. So now we've switched what min means. So b'chol atar, everywhere else in the world you've claimed that min always means part of but not the whole. So it's coming to be motzi. And now suddenly min is coming to be marva. All kind of tzon. Omer of money, no. We're not learning it from the word minatzon. Learning it from tzons. You're saying, but doesn't minatzon mean not, and not all tzon? Yes, it certainly does. But not all types of tzon. Does that make sense? If you want to tell me not all types of tzon, then tell me the type you're talking about. Say, im minakvasi, or im min ha-izim. So you're saying, what does min mean? I'll tell you what min means. The min is coming while it's see. Can I bring now something that is 2 years old? No. Can I bring a nekeva? No. So by carbon pesach. So It's min hatzon, but it's still true. It's min hatzon. Both are correct. Don't be so sarcastic. Maske for Rav Chana Bagarata. Wait a minute. You know, you just reminded me of something. That's actually why we can't be talking about a Motar Pesach. Because if you take a look at the whole context over here, the parsha begins. Im kesev umakriv et korbano. Then goes on to explain the im eis korbano vikrivo lashem. If we were talking about a korban pesach is by definition minak vasim minayzim. So how could you be telling me that I'm addressing a korban pesach here? I'm clearly addressing the shlomim kwa shlomim, where I haven't determined what that is. So it comes to tell me if it's a keves, do this; if it's a tzon, do this. But it's not coming to address a carbon where it's a given. Minatzon and minabakar takrivena.
Why?
Because you're coming to tell me minabakar and minakvasim and minatzon. So you could do it this way, you could do it that way. Of course I could do it this way. You're coming to tell me what to do with the carbon that is known that I can do it this way. So that, how can that be what we're referring to? No, this is a different din. It's not coming to tell me the din. Oh, you should know. You can use kvasim. No. The reason we have two separate parshios is to tell me special dinim. So if I introduce now kesef, it's coming to tell me a chiddush indeed, a specific chiddush, that l'rabot et ha-pesach le'aliyah. The din over here, I don't know. By the Korban Pesach, it just says minak kvasim and minak izim, which leaves me a little bit confused. Because the truth is, kvasim and izim are not the same. They're physically not the same. So that a kefes actually has a part of its emurim that a zevach that would be coming from an aes would not have. A goat has a normal tail. It's a little spindly tail. A kefes has this beautiful, thick, fat tail, which is called the alia, that is very chashev, and that when it comes to the a murim of a kevis is brought on the mizbeah. So how do you mix it together? So therefore, I need to know, so what indeed is it did by a Pesach where you're saying it's a son? And minat son, minayzim. As if it's all the same. Does that mean it's all the same that I bring it for the murim? Or does it mean, well, since an ace doesn't really have an aliyah, so there's no din of aliyah by Pesach. And what about if it isn't really now a Pesach? What about if it's a Pesach that became a shlomi? Meaning that I shechted it shlo bizmano, and so it was a Pesach shav. That's what this is coming to tell me. So the word keves itself is coming to tell me the korban pesach as a pesach, a kosher pesach. The aliyah is brought on the mizbeach with the emurim. When it says im keves, that extra im is coming to be marba, even a non-pesach. Which is now, in other words, it's a Pesach, but it's now a Pesach that turned into a Shlomi. So Pesach Shavra Shnata. It's now too late. It's too old to bring as a Pesach. Shlomim Abaim Machmat Pesach, where a guy changed it, turned it into a carbon Shlomi. That's coming to tell me, Kol Mitzvat Shlomim, that it too requires Smicha, Nesachim, Trufat Chozev Eshok. Okay. Then it goes on to say, im eis, so then it says, v'iminatzon korbano, then we're talking about v'im eis korbano, what is that? That's hivsika inyan. That is in order to make it clear to you that an eis for a korban pesach is treated the same way as any other eis. She'inat tu'una aliyah. There is no din of bringing the tail of an eis. Has a tail, doesn't have a din of an aliyah. Yeah, well, okay, it doesn't use that word, isn't it? Yeah, coming to tell me that there's no such thing.
Well,
you cut it off by the kidneys. It's a large piece of the rear.
So
like,
A's, there is.
There's no, there would have been Lumata, Itzayas, Irena, whatever there is. Since it put it together, it's very strange. So it's good for coming to tell me not to make that mistake. Fine. Now, of course, all of us have been worried all along, I'm sure, about how it is that we forgot about the original drasha, which is not the imen atzon korbano, but rather min ha-bakar. We said, what? Pesach can't be min ha-bakar. How did we forget about that? Now, it ends up, we've got three different drushas. So first we have the one that we've been talking about all day, which is Iminatzon Korbanol Lezevach Shlamim. Then we have the one we had before that, which is the Minatzon Minabakar. That can't be a Pesach. It must be that something that comes Minatzon Minabakar. And now we started the Darshanim, Kesavim Eitz. I mean, why do we need all these different circum for? This is where we know the din of how to treat a carbon pesach that was offered shnasai and a carbon pesach that was mukrav l'shem shlomi. I thought we learned it out from what we started with. Avodah Shmuel. The Amar Avodah Shmuel. Im in atzon korbano lezevach shlamim. That comes to tell me. A pesach has all the din of zevach shlamim. And why do we need to know now im kesef korbano, im eis korbano? We just said whatever shlamim is, the pesach is. And not only that, I mean, I don't even need that either. Remember yesterday, that a motar pesach should be ledavar haba min atzone min abakar. There's only one carbon that can be brought so easily from anything at all, and that's a carbon shlamim. So now we got three separate circuits to tell me the same thing. How are you going to explain that? Says we want to, I'll explain to you why we need each one of them. But you're right. Elatalata kroikti. There really are three different limudim. The one that we started with, v'zavachta pesach Hashem lekech atzono bakar. The one that we've been darshening early on today, which is im min atzon korbano lezavar shlamim. And now the third one that we just had, im kesev and im eid. And why do we need all three? I'll tell you why, very simple. If we just had one, we would take the most reasonable one to be marv. If we had two, we would take the second most easy one as well. Now that we have three, we could be marba all three. And why are there three? Because it's clear that the further away we get from this carbon really being a Pesach, the more kosher it is, right? Okay. There are three stages in which something would lose its din of being roy for carbon Pesach. And let's take a look at it. Let's say I would have said one. Okay. So I need one to tell me the most obvious. The most obvious thing is a Pesach that was Ibrash Mato and Ibrash Mano. So now it's already, we missed out on the time of the Pesach. It's now after Pesach. So it's clearly not going to be usable for Pesach. You say, oh, but we could still use it for Pesach Sheni, maybe for somebody who did bring his carbon Pesach. No, it already had its first birthday today. So now it's too old. Now it's totally out of the range of a carbon Pesach. Torah says, Zevach Shlamim. Wow, that's great. Now I know it now becomes a Shlamim. Okay. But how about if it would only be after Pesach, but it hasn't reached its birthday yet, still got 3 months to go, and now, a month from now, it can be used as a Pesach Sheni? So over there I say, no, wait a minute, that is still a carbon Pesach. That's like trying to shecht a carbon Pesach bismano yupipasole. So therefore, God, I need another pasuk to tell me the second most likely case, which is the case where it was of Azmano, but it's still within its first year of Eloshinata. And now, that? And nonetheless, it's a shlomi. Right. Nonetheless, if you shecht it, it's considered to be now.
Could you held it until Pesach Sheni?
Yes.
But if you didn't,
correct. Yes. That's right. That's a chiddush. No. That we'll see about Pesach Sheni itself. We're talking about even though theoretically it would be usable for Pesach Sheni. It's all theory. It's not that this guy really knows. He may have brought a carbon Pesach. Now, what about a case where Bichlal, it's before Pesach. Pesach is next week. And this is a perfectly kosher carbon Pesach. And you shecht it for something else. Come bashmal on the third pasuk, but nonetheless, it's Zevach Shlamim. That's a much bigger chiddush. So I need three separate psukim to gradually uncover the fact that in a case where lo avra lo zmano velo shnato, and obviously I need all those three cases, because if the Torah had written one, yikad rachman achad, my immediate reaction would be, okay, you know what? That's clearly about a case where it wasn't shayach anymore for carbon pesach. It was avra shnato and it was avra zmano. So now it's itchimi pesach legamri. Now it's a total non-pesach. So therefore, I can be Machshir is something else. But I would think to myself, only given one pasuk, if it was only Mitzray Pesach, but it's still able to be brought, so it's Chazil Pesach Sheni, it's at least theoretically usable to bring as a Korban Pesach. So maybe that's not considered to be completely off the dinim of Pesach. That not. So then if I tried shechting it for something else, it would also be pasuk. And if even it said two psukim, I said, okay, two psukim comes to tell me, because over here, Bishum de Itchil Mimil Taivu. Okay, it's not going to be used now as a Korban Pesach. This year, it's already over this month. But how about where it's a perfectly good Korban, and all I need to do is wait till tomorrow when it's Erev Pesach. So it's lo ava, lo zman, ava lo shnato. Here's mamish kosher for Pesach. I think over there wasn't nitach for Pesach. And therefore, it should be kosher. It should be only as a Pesach, and I can't turn it into a shlam. Srich, therefore, kamashlam, three, psukim tell me even in that case, it would have a din of a shlam. Omar Rav Mishmei de Mavog. Mavog was not the Spanish Amora. He was the Russian, so probably a Ukrainian. So he's quoted Mavog as saying that a chatat that is shechted as a chatat nachshon is kosher. Now, first of all, let's describe. What is this chatat nachshon? The first chatat that was ever brought was brought by Nachshon ben Aminadav. Because where did we have a chatat that was brought? For the Miluim. Up until that time, we're only bringing a lot. Our Sinai, maybe there were shlamim, but certainly there's no korban chat. Comes along the Miluim, and we are mechadish, a new korban, with the new dinim. A korban chat is called the chatas that's coming for what? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Did somebody sin? Maybe Be'erach. I mean, so that is basically a chatas that's coming as a gift. It's very similar to an oila, except as dinim of a chatas. That's a strange kind of chatas, because now it gets us into the whole question. Remember, it said, I mean, Rav's whole approach was, well, it says chatas, and this is a chatas. So chatas is shem chatas. Nishchata. What's after, you know, what kind of chatas? Adam, chatas chelev, chatas nachshon. I guess it's all called a chatas. After all, it says Zotorat HaChatat. Zotorat HaChatat says, there's such a thing as a generic concept called chatat. This is how you bring a chatat.
It wasn't the end of one time.
It's a one-time thing, however, it touches on the very Yisodos, the kind of chatas. He's not called Nachshon for no reason. So, Torah achat lekol hachata'ot. Yativ Rav of the Gomel Allah Shemaitet as Rav was saying this over, and Rav Mesharsha heard him. So Rav Mesharsha asked Rav, that's not true. You say, Torah achat lekol hachata'ot. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol ha-menachot she-nikbetu shalo l'shman k'sherot v'alu l'ba'alim l'shum chovah. Now, Lamaisa, this is a das yogi. That's chelek on the opening Mishnah Menachot. In the opening Mishnah Menachot, paraphrases word for word the opening Mishnah Zvakim, substituting shenizbechu, instead shenikmitzu, which is the equivalent of the Zvika. That's where you put your hand in there to take out the part that's going to be roi lamizbeach, which is the equivalent of the Shkita or Kabbalah, as we'll see later on, of the Zeva. And it says exactly the same thing. The kosher law, the lebalim, the shum chova, except for minchas chete, we're over there. It's exactly the same mission. Rabbi Shimon, in a braita, he says, no, I disagree. Even though that's the case by Zvachin, it's not the case by Menachot. And in fact, kol ha-menachot she-nikmetzu shelo l'shman are ksherot, ve'alu lebalim l'shum chova, because ein ha-menachot domot l'zvachin. There is something that is fundamentally different about changing the name of the korban of the mincha than there would be by a zevach. And what is that? Look, and you can see what you're bringing. If I shecht a zevach, l'shem another zevach, somebody knows I'm shechting it for another zevach, it's exactly the same action of shkita. But when I'm going ahead and I am doing the kmitza of what? A minchat marcheshet for a machavat, or vice versa, someone will say, what are you, nuts? Your eyes are closed. What do you mean you're doing this the same marcheshet? It looks completely different. A marcheshet's a deep frying pan, it's like tiglach. And then the machavat is like a pancake. I mean, how can you mix up these things? It looks different, and everything that you're doing about it is different. So then your stump's making a nonsensical statement, which contradicts the fact, and it can't be taken seriously, and therefore it's not called a Shinei Hashem. So, ein ha-menachot domot l'zvachim, ha-kometz machavat l'shem marcheshet. Everybody can see, unless you're completely blind. Ma'aseh mochichin aleha, that it's a machavat. You shech the minchat chareva, which means it doesn't have oil. A minchat chote, I don't put an oil in it. So, you shech it l'shem blula, to somebody who can't see the difference. Of course you can see the difference. Ma'aseh mochichin aleha, shkareva. Who's going to take it seriously, what you're saying? The statement has to be meaningful. Bavo b'zvachim, ein okein. I agree, of course, when it comes to Zvachim, you can make a Shinei Hashem, because they all look the same. Shchita achat l'kulam, Kabbalah achat l'kulam, Zrika achat l'kulam, even though l'maisa, there's differences in how I do the Zrika and the number. But the fact is that any korban in which some dam got on the Mizbech would be kosher anyway. So even if I gave just one carbon, it would be kosher. So you're right, that's the way it looks, but I wouldn't have been posseling it if I did it otherwise anyway. So therefore, there's nothing in there innately in my act that says this statement is meaningless. So there I understand you can be Mishana from one to another. Okay, now, here is my question, says Ramashasha. It's a brilliant question. The whole point that Rabbi Shimon, who is trying to find a reason that all menachot should be kosher, right? One for another. The only thing you could come up with is this, that the statement seems to be on the face of it, a lie, and therefore it's not going to be meaningful. How about the fact that the Torah says, Zot Torat HaMenachot, and all menachot therefore are generically related? You just said, Zot Torat HaChatat, all chatat is generically related. Here you have a Tana that is coming to figure out, is there something that links all of the menachot that it shouldn't be considered b'shinei Hashem? But he couldn't come up with Mavog's brilliant insight. So obviously, it is not a brilliant insight. That's my question. So ha'in ma'asem b'chichin lo. In other words, if we didn't have this idea, he wouldn't have come up with any other solution. Why? The obvious solution calls out for action. Zot Torat HaMincha, Torah Achat, Tekol HaMinachot. So how can you tell me that Mavog figured out that Zot Torat HaChatat means Torah Achat, Tekol HaChataot, and therefore Chatat Nachshon, even though it's a totally different type of event, it's an Ola type Chatas, is the same as any other Chat. You're right. We must have misquoted Mavog. So what really happened, Eliyit Barachi. Now this is what was really said. Start that from the beginning. And we've got to be ready to press replay a number of times here, because we're going to keep starting it from the beginning. So here is take two. Okay. Omar Rav Mishvede Mavog, Chatat Sheshachta Almanat Sheyitchaper Ba'Nachshon. You don't understand. L'shem Chatat Nachshon doesn't mean a type of animal. It means L'shem Echatas that Mr. Nachshon Ben Aminadav was chayef to bring. Since Nachshon Ben Aminadav is no longer among the living, so it would be Shechtin Echatas for someone who's not Mechuyev a Kapora. Therefore, it would be kosher, because in Kapora L'meitim. Boy, this is awfully far-fetched. I mean, if you want to tell me that, you could have said, L'shem Chatat Meit. What are you telling me, L'shem Chatat Nachshon? What does that have to do with Nachshon? So, V'lema Meit B'Alma? No, it's a big Kiddush. Because what he's trying to say is, the only reason that it would be kosher is because Nachshon is no longer alive. But suppose Nachshon would be alive, even though it would be the same chatas that Nachshon is famous for bringing, which is the chatas of the Miluim, it would be pasul. And what is that? I mean, how can anybody bring you the chatas brought in the Miluim? Very simple. We do it all the time. The chatas of a Nazir. Tell me what chet the chatas of a Nazir is coming with. Chatas of a Mitzera. It's coming to me with chapa and a chet. It's coming as dealing with evil, but not my sin. So it's like an Ayla, basically. It's like a Duron. I'm bringing a gift of a Chatas. So, in other words, it's coming to tell me now a very important halacha lemaisa about shechting for someone who is chayav a Chatas Nazir or a Chatas Mitzera. And therefore, it's a big chiddush to say that if I am shechting on someone who is chayav a non-chet Chatas, that nonetheless it would be possible. Says the Gemara, well, if it means that, you got another problem, because it won't be possible. Remember, this is Rav that's quoting Mavog. Remember Rav Shita. You shecht the chatas for someone who's chayav an oila. Then it's perfectly kosher because it's dumya didei. Chaveiro dumya didei chatato. Well, it's not dumya didei because he has v'chayav katat kamoto, and he's not. So if a year of chatas does it, chatas betzor is the equivalent of a guy who's chayav an oila. What chait did he do that it's chayav an chatas? Ani olot ninu. Oof. Oh, bad news. Take three. Ela Yitmar Achitmar. Let's take it from the top. Omer Rav Mishmeidim Avot. What he really must have said was, Chatat Sheshachta Al Mi Shemechuyav Chatat Kenakshon is Kshera. The point over here is, not that it's possible, but Adarabha. Let's take your question as the solution. What Mavog must have said was, if you shech the chatas for someone who is Mechuyav Chatas, but not Mechuyav Chatat Kamoto, because these guys are not chayef for a chet that a chatas was coming on. There was no chayef karet anywhere. So that would be kosher. Why? Because chatat nachshon is an ola. And therefore be the equivalent of shechting al mishum b'chuyav ola. And of course, Rav Shita is shechta al mishum b'chuyav ola is kosher. Now, let us turn it to our advantage. Ikedamri, there, I'll just try it like this. Take four from the top. Omar Rav Mishmei the Mavog. Well, nobody's going to forget that name anymore. So, Amar Rav Mishmei Damavod, Chata Sheshachta, L'Shem Chatat Nachshon. Let's actually take it the way we understood it. It's possible. You know why it's possible? Not like I said before, it's kosher. On the contrary, let's turn it totally to our advantage. It's possible. Why? A chatat nachshon is not a chatat. So even though Rav says all the time, that's only where we're talking about shechting a chatat dam, a chatat chelet. Yeah, chatat v'shem chatat nishkata. But if I am shochet a chatat for a different type of chatat that's not coming on a chet at all, that's the equivalent of shechting a chatat v'shem olah. It's like a different species. And therefore, it would be possible. I mean, so why don't you just say chatas nazir v'chatas mitzera? This seems very poetic. A strange way of referring to a chatas nazir, chatas mitzera, to go back to chatas nacha. Yes, says the Gemara, because ikar chatas nacha. I mean, we're looking for the essence of the concept of such a chat. And that is chatas nacha. That was the first time anything like this ever happened. So it becomes definitive of a whole different species of chat. Omar Rav, all of this is based on this assumption that it doesn't really matter what the chatas is coming for, right? So therefore, just to remind us now of this, we're going to see, we're bringing this all up again because not everyone agrees that this is really the halacha, or that this is even what Rav said. Chatat chela. Somebody's talking about chatat chela. Now, it was shekht of l'shem chatat dam, or l'shem chatat avodat kochavim, even though that's a different type of chatat. It's all kosher. Because chatat l'shem chatat nishkat, as I said before. L'chatat. Is this l'chatat or not? Yes, thank you. But if you shekhtar it l'shem chatat nazir, l'shem chatat mitzora, then it's psula. Because basically, you're shechting it as an oila. Boy, Rava, how about a chatat chelev? Sheshachta l'shem chatat of tumas migdash v'kedosh. Now, you're saying, this is a chatas, a shem chatas, and everything is fine. Well, that's true, but, I mean, it's certainly not the same type of chatas. I mean, the chatas you're calling, remember, you've taken out the extreme. The classic chatas, which is a chatas chelev, chatas dam, on one extreme. The chatas nachshon, chatas metera, chatas nazir, on the other extreme. But there's something in the middle that you're neglected to question. I'd like to know what the halach is about the middle. The middle is a carbon of a yoreh. Now, that middle is also split into two. The carbon of a yoreh on something that you're not chayef kareta. So I understand that's not a mukhiyakapora kamotor. Still a type of chata. And then you have a carbon of a yoreh that comes from tumat migdash v'kedoshav. Tumat migdash v'kedoshav is even a chayef kareta. So now my question is like this. Mi amina karet kamota. Do we say, look, the bottom line is, it's a chatas, a shem chatas, they're both being brought for true kapora. There's no way you could compare this to bringing it as a chatas nachshon, which is basically an oila. Or do we say, but it's a different species of korban. I mean, it's an ola v'yored, it's not kavua. And therefore, it should be exactly the same as shechting it for an oila. So there, that's my question.
The other two oila is one, we don't have punishment. Hmm? The other two oila is don't have punishment.
Yeah, the other two have nothing in common. So they're not coming to be a bechaper as a normal, they're not a normal chatas, so they're not coming for a normal chatas kapora. Now, what's interesting is that Rav Acha Bereda Rava did not have any of our Mesorah about what it was that we just quoted all of these Ma'amorim as saying. He said, Maslikulu Lipsula. He learns all of the above as sur, posel, everything that we say kosher. He says, no, it's not true. It would be all posel, so that even if you shechted a chatas chele for chatas dam, Rav never said that it would be kosher. Masin means that he said it over in the way. So it's not true. He said it would be posel, not that it would be kosher. Why? V'shachato talachatat, the way we had Rav all along was, well, shachato talachatat, and this is chatat v'shem chatat. The way he had the Mishnah from Rav was v'shachato talachatat ota l'shem ota chatat. That's the point. It has to be the exact same chatat. So if there was a chiyav of a chatas of dam and a chiyav of chatas chelev of the same guy, and the kohen gets mixed up and it's exactly the same animal and it's exactly the same korban, nonetheless, it's possible because he wasn't ota chatat. Omale Ramasha Ravakabreda Rava. So then how in the world did you understand your own father's question? Because I mean we just had the Shaila of your father who wanted to know what the din would be of a chatas chelev that was shechted for a chatas atumas migdash v'kedoshav. I mean that's ridiculous. If what Rav had said was that even a katas chelev for katas dam is no good, then obviously this is even further afield, because you're shechting it for something that's bichlal, not a type of katas at all. That's crazy. So if you're right, what was your father thinking? So how in the world did you understand it? So he said, Omar Leh, I have the whole story different than you had, okay? The way I have the story from my father is that it went like this. The discussion revolved around Shinui Baalim, not Shinui Dek. And this is what was going on. That Hachi Matzninala, Omar Rava, my father said, the way I remember it, is that a chatas chelav sheshachta al misha mechuyav chatas dam, but chatas avos mechuyav. Not for a different type of chatas, but for someone. Now it's a question of shinoi shem, not of the balim, not shinoi shem of the korban. And now the question is that considered to be mechuyav kaparaka moto or not? There we said chavero dubyadide. Now this was his question. So if you shechted someone who was b'chuya v'chatas, even it's not exactly the same chatas. It's a chatas dam. He was b'chuya v'chatas eler. But l'maisi, he's b'chuya of the same type of kapara, and therefore it's considered to be a shinui baalim. For that matter, even if it was a chatas shechted l'shem, someone who's b'chuya a chatas v'avedes kechavim, it's still possible. But if you go to the other extreme, and note how well this falls in, it's just a different life of pi. One was talking about the Shinoi Kodesh tiger, and the other one was talking about a man, and it's a Shinoi Bali. So if you shechted it now, Mishu Mechuyev Chatat Nazir, the Chatat Mitzora, that would be kosher, because it would be the equivalent of shechting it for somebody who was Chayev and Ayla. And we said that's not Chavero Dunya today, and that's not even considered to be in the same set at all. And now here is how I understood what my father asked. Ubayan Lahachid, the Yabaya follows, obviously, along the same lines. Here is how it should have been read from the way I understand it. Boy Rava, Chatat Chelev Sheshacht Amisha Mechuyav Chatat of Tumat Mikdash V'Kedosha. That was the Shaila. Is the Chiyav of Tumat Mikdash V'Kedosha by another person? Bring him into the same set of Misha Mechuyav Kaparakamot. And therefore would be Chavero Dum Yedidei or not. That was the Shaila. Mi Amrina, well, at least he's Mechuyev Karet Kemota. So he's Mechuyev Kapora. Or do we say, no, Mechuyev Kapora means he's Mechuyev the same type of Kapora, the same type of Korba. He's not Mechuyev the same type of Kapora. Because Dioma in Kavua Kemota, it's a different type of carbon. It's a carbon olive yore. And therefore it should not even be considered to be Kichine Hashem. And on that Abaye of Rava, we're left with a Teiku. Mat kifla Rav Yitzchak bar Rebbe Savrayo ema shachte l'shem maaser lehevi maaser. As far as what? Delole boy nesachim. But you get malkets if you're over on lo yigael or makrono. The only way to make a maaser is asiri yekadesh. Zem maaser in acher maaser. So maybe shachte l'shem b'chor lahavik b'chor l'ma yilchata delole boy nesachim inami delitve l'kohanim. No. B'chor is just like maaser. Avara avara mi maaser gomer. Ve'ema shachti l'shem t'mura l'avi t'mura. L'ma yilchad ala milke alei. Or l'mekem alei b'lo yimacher v'lo yigayel. If it was a t'mura maaser, t'mura b'chor. Omer marzur t'bereivim nachmi. Because omer krav ahaya hu u t'mura to. The only way to make a t'mura is this is the way to make a t'mura. Zu t'mura ve'ena acher t'mura. So maybe shachti l'shem toda l'avi ki toda. L'ma yilchad ala atino lechem. Come on, Mika Midi. We're Pesach Rufaloboy Lechem, and now Motar Pesach needs Lechem. If you're going to say that, you might as well throw out the whole thing. Ashtanami, Mika Midi, Pesach Rufaloboy Nesachim, and the Motar needs the Zachim. That's crazy. No, not Hakikam Rina. Mika Midi, where the very Motar, the Todah itself, doesn't require Lechem. And a Motar that comes from off out of left field, that's coming from a Korban Pesach, should need more Lechem than the Motar of the Todah. Maskevlo, Rav Yema, Berader of Hillel. Who says Bichlal we're talking about a Motar Pesach anyway? Dilma b'Motar Asham Ktiv. Omar Rava, Omar Krav, Imin Atzon, Krabanola Zevach Shlomim. Has to be Dover Ashava B'chol Atzon. Maskev, Ravavi Barchia, Vitem Ravavi Barkana. I love the way you just make it fit when you need it. B'chol Atarat Amet Man Lotzi, Min Lotzi. And all of a sudden, Min comes to be Marva? Omar Rav Min. Money. Hachanami, the min hatzon is also lotzi. Because it's the loati vegetationin. Loati ben akeva. Nonetheless, tzon, is it not? Maskel, Rav Chanan Bagadatel, mimatzit amrich, it's referring to Motar Pesach. Obviously, we're not talking about our Pesach because we already know minam tzono minam umina yizim. No, no. This is coming to me special din. Avmi boyle kiretanya. Keves means big marba the Pesach la alya. When it says im keves marba even Pesach over shenarsay and shlamim aboy machmat Pesach. Chomitzvat shlamim. Shitanu nesachim nesachim truvas chazav shok. Then it says im eiz. That's mafsekenian limed aleich shenatuna alya. But this isn't really the makor that a Pesach has a din in shlamim. V'ami hachanafka. I thought we learned it out a minute ago. From Avu Ede Shmuel, the Amar Avu Ede Shmuel, the im min hatzon karbanot zevach hashlamim is dover abam min hatzon, that is tzei korban pesach in the zevach shlamim. And not only that, and we should have brought this up before, even that wasn't necessary, because before that we had learned from Amnachon Amar Rabba Baravua Nafka, the Amar Amnachon Amar Rabba Baravua, milayin lamotar pesach shekorv shlamim, shemar v'zevach to pesach shemar hatzon uvakana, come on, man. Elohim Pesach Ba'ala Minak Vasim Amanayizim. So it's got to be that a Pesach sometimes is brought for a Dover Haba Min Abakar. Mikal Motar Pesach Yehila Dover Haba Min Atzonim Min Abakar, which must mean it's a Shlomi. Why do we need three Psukim? We do. Chata Kroy Ketiva. Chad Ibrash Zemano Vibrash Nato. Chad Ibrash Zemano Velosh Nato. V'chad Lo Ibrash Zemano Velosh Nato. And obviously Tzricha. Over there, okay, this thing can never, ever be part of the set of Korbanot Pesach. Legamre. Avoli Brezman over Loshnato. At least I could bring him a Pesach Sheni. Maybe over there it's not kosher. It would be a Pesach Shalom Lishma. V'ikatarachwanani Tarte. I would say at least partially. Itchul Mimiltayu. But now, if you wait till tomorrow, you can bring it to the Korban Pesach. So maybe there it won't be kosher. Omar Rav Mishmeidim Avok. Take one. Chatat Yishachta Lashem Chatat Nachshon Kshei Radio Magrazot Torah Tachatat Torah Achat Kol Achataot Yot Ivrome V'Gomel Lashmaita. And Rameshersha now asks against Mavok to Rav. Rabbi Shimon Omer in the Bright and Menachot. Kol HaMenachot Shenikbetzu Shelo Lashman Ksherot V'Alu L'Balim Lashem Chova. Lefi she'ena melachot domot lezvachim, she'akomets machavat l'shem archeshet maaseh mochikin alei ashi machavat chareva l'shem belula maaseh mochikin alei ashi chareva. I agree, bezvachim ain't okay. Shkita achat ukulam, kabbalah achat ukulam, zrika achat ukulam. But now I'm asking you, says Rav Mishersha, only because taima the maaseh mochikin. Suppose ain't mochikin. What would have been the din? Lo. Why isn't it obvious? You could simply have said, Zot Torah Tamincha, Torah Achat L'Kol HaMenachot. So obviously there's no such limut. Eliyid Marach Yidna. Take two. Amar Rav Mishmeid HaMavor. Chatat Sheshachto Menat Sheyitchaper Ba Nachshon Kishera Because Ein Kapara L'Meitim. So then just say, I mean, L'Meit B'Alma, why Nachshon? No, Kamash Balan, that only because Nachshon is mate. But if it would be of a chai, who would be similar to Nachshon? How is that possible? It would be possible. How is it possible? Chatat Nazir, Chatat Mitzora. That would be possible. Why would it be possible? Hani olot ninu, ela yitma achi yitma. Omer Rav Mishmei d'Mavog, Chatat Shachta, al mishe mechuyav Chatat k'Nachshon, k'shira. Chatat Nachshon is an ola. Ikri Amri Amarav Mishmeid Amavog Chatat Shishachta L'Shem Chatat Nachshon Psula. Chatat Nachshon is like shechting for an Ola. Why don't you just say Chatas L'Shem Chatas L'Shem Chatas Mitzora? Because Iker Chatas Nachat. Amarav Chatat Chelev Shishachta L'Shem Chatat Dam or L'Shem Chatat Avodat Kochavim. That's all kosher because it's all Chatat L'Shem Chatat. But L'Shem Chatat Nazir L'shem chatat mitzora psula, because they're olot. Boy, rova chatat chelav shishak l'shem chatat of tumat migdash v'ktoshav mau. Mi amrin en karet kamota, al dilma en karet kavua kamota. Revach, Bereda Rava says, all of the above, the din was posel, not kosher. Even chatas chelav l'shem chatat dam. My taima v'shachat otah l'chatat l'shem otah chatat. Amla Ravashi, La Ravaka Breda Rava. So then how did you understand the Abaya of Rava if there never was a din, even of Khatas Chel of Khatas Dam? How could he have asked what the din is of Khatas Korban Olav Yorek for Tumas Mikdam Shmidosh? Say, come on, see Allah. Amale, Anan Bishinu Bali Masdin Allah. Harki Masdin Allah. Amar Rava, Khatas Chel of Shishakta Vishu Mechuyav Khatas Dam. Or Khatas Avaris Kakodin. Obviously, Psula. But, Amish Guyav Khatas Nazim Khatas, but sort of the other extreme, Ksheira, because it's an Ayala. Now, the question is, the way I had it is like this. Ubayan Lahaki. Boy, Rava, Khatas Khedav Shishak, Amish Bukhuyav Khatat, the Tumat Migdash Victorsha. Mao, a question of Shino Barley. Me Aminan, he is Chavero Dumia de Day, because he's Bukhuyav Karet Kamota. Oh, Dilma, it's not Dumya Dei, because it's not Mokuyiva Khatat Kavua Kamota. Teku.
The following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
Second Tzvachim, Dav Tes Amid Beis, Dav Tes Amid Beis, yes, sorry. One Dav Tes Amid Beis. Ches Amid Beis. So what we had established yesterday, or at least we thought we established, was the basis of the halacha that Pesach Bizmanai is kosher only lishmo, but it's posel shaloi lishmai, or that if it's not Bizmanai, it's only kosher shaloi lishmai. Furthermore, we took for granted as well that when it's shechted for some other purpose, shaloi Bizmano, whatever that purpose is, it becomes a shlomim. Our raya that we left with yesterday was that Zebach is a ribui. And since Zevach is a riboy, and we should not understand Zevach Shalamim as meaning a klal and prat, so the way to understand it, ve'im min hatzon korbano le'zevach or shlamim would be a shlamim. So it's something which is dover habo min hatzon, a korban pesach that has to come in hatzon, should be used if it's shechted for a zevach, meaning any other zevach or a shlamim. So it should be used for Ma'aser Pesach, essentially, which is a din of Shlamim. The problem is that as we left off yesterday, and I think we were at the one line, the last line, I believe I even asked the question and said, we'll hear what the answer is tomorrow. So let's review the question. The problem is that Eima l'chol d'shachet by lahavi kavateh. Now that we're learning that Zevach is a ribui, and Shlomim is an option for how one does the Shechita. So we should say, okay, if it's with Shlomim, so then it's with Shlomim, like other Meiser Pesach. But if it's with Zevach, it should be whatever that Zevach is. Reb Avin, Dochin Kodashim HaNeachalim, Heitzel Kodashim HaNeachalim, Vein Dochin Kodashim HaNeachalim, Heitzel Kodashim HaNeachalim. Because the Torah doesn't tell us the Feirush, what happens to it. And we know that there's a din of Meiser Pesach as a Shlomi. It makes more sense to say that if I shecht a Korban Pesach, let's say for an Usha, or I shecht it for a Chatas, for an Ayla, that it should become not a Ayla, but it should become a Shlomi, because the Pesach itself is Ne'achal, and therefore the Meiser Pesach should be Ne'achal. Well, wait a second, if I shecht it for an Asham or a Chatas, why is that not Ne'achal? Every Asham and Chatas, you have to eat the Basar. Milay Mitachlis? No, but what I meant to say was that Dochin Kadashim Ne'achalim L'chol Adam. It's a Kadashim Ne'achalim L'chol Adam. It makes more sense to say that the Korban Pesach, which can be eaten even by non-Kohanim, it should become a type of korban that can be eaten even by non-kohanim, namely a shlomi. But to say that I should take a korban pesach and turn it into the equivalent of an ashram, or a chatas, that it can only be eaten by te'anim. That doesn't make sense. Rav Yossi Barabavina Amara says, simple teres. The simple teres is that dochim kachim kalim, etzu kachim kalim. Then dochim kachim kalim, etzu kachim kachim. Whoever heard of such a thing, that if the korban becomes now a mesa, that's essentially what happens. It's a leftover from the pesa. Why? Because I was oiker it and shefted it for something else. No. So now what is the status of that korban? It's going to become kachim kachim. If the korban that I shefted for is kachim kachim, whoever heard of such a thing, it remains kachim kalim. So a Pesach that is no longer a Pesach remains a kachim kalim korban, which is shlomim. In which case, it has all of the dinim of shlomim by definition. Fine, you're right. But there's a catch over here. Because let's say that you shechted a Pesach to be a Meiser. So now Meiser is a type of shlomim. It's also Kachib Kalim. But maybe in that case, being as your only svara is that Kachib Kalim remains Kachib Kalim. But within Kachib Kalim, we have different dinim. So let's say if you shechted a carbon Pesach, shem Meiser, lahavi Meiser, it should be Meiser. You say, my oath is up. What do you mean? It's a big difference. First of all, it's not going to require nesachim. I mean, it does point that. It's also not going to require to nufetz chaz of a shok. It's a different matan dam. Ulamekem alav alo yigael. Furthermore, meiser, there's an instant of selling a korban of meiser. Now, normally, you can exchange it for money, basically. Can you pay that? So how do I know that it will not become a meiser? No, that's a separate issue. That's because Omar Kroha Ha'atziri Yeh Kodesh. That comes to me, only number 10 can become Kodesh in this way. Ze Ma'aser, Ve'ein Acher Ma'aser. You can't create a carbon Ma'aser by claiming that a different carbon is Ma'aser. Okay, fine, so how about if I shafted it to be a Bechor? Let it be a Bechor. A Bechor is also a type of Shlomim, it's Kachib Kalim, but there's differences. First of all, it doesn't require nesachim, doesn't require to because of a shok. I mean, it makes a big difference. Furthermore, it would mean it would have to be given to a kohen, like a bechor, right? Says the Gemara, no. And bechor, you see, I learn out from meiser, because by bechor it also uses lashon of ve'evarta kol petarechem la'ashem, which is the same as what it says by Ma'aser, which is Kol Asher Ya'avor. So therefore, the Avara Avara, the concept of Ha'avara, appears both by Bechor Ma'aser, is a famous Gezeira Shava that I learned out all the dinim of Bechor Ma'aser from each other. So therefore, it cannot become a Bechor either. Okay, maybe if you shecht it to be a Tmura, maybe it should be a Tmura. No, so what if it is? It's a tomorrow still the same thing. No. Naftimino being Lamayokas la Milkala. You're gonna be Kai Malkas if you do it as a Tamura. Now this next piece of the Makim Allah Baloyi Makar Baloyi Gael doesn't seem to make sense. And indeed the Shita thinks of that. Right.
Means that the Bukhora itself as a Korban doesn't need to be a
Bechor? Right. There's carbon called Bechor.
No, that's without being the Bechor.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, why not?
Because it's not a Bechor.
But I made it, I gave it the same Kedusha as a Bechor. It's not a function of being a Bechor, it's a function of the seven Kedusha as a Bechor.
It'll still have that Kedusha. It'll fall into that category of Kedusha.
That's the question. Why not? How do you know not? And we learn that from Avar Avar. Omer Mar Zutra, Bereda Rim Nachman, there's no way that you can create a Tmura in this fashion. But a Tmura is, remember, is that you take an animal and you say, I want to exchange this animal of Chulin for this animal of Kedesh. And that type of exchange that they're assert and created a kedusha on the exchange animal, on the tamura, because it says, Vayahu utmura toiye kodesh. But this is not the way to make a tamura, to take an animal that is itself a korban, and say, I want this to be a tmura. And that doesn't make any sense. A tmura means an exchange. And the way that I know that there's no concept of just saying, okay, but should have the dinim of a tmura, is because it says in the Torah v'hayahu u'tmura tov. That means this is the only way to make a tmura. Zu tmura, to take a hu and a tmura tov. But not that the hu itself should be the tmura. V'enachar tmura. There's no other way to make a tmura. Okay, but how about if I shech the Pesach l'shem teda? Maybe it should be a teda. And you'll say, what's the difference if it's a teda or a shlomi? What do you mean? It's a big difference. L'may yochmet a latino lesson. If I shecht, you're claiming that every Pesach that is shechted l'shem something else becomes a shlomi. Even if it's shechted for a teda? Why? It was only a svara that kachim kalim should become kachim kalim. So teda is also kachim kalim. So what's the problem? And the difference will be, you'll be chayiv now in the bringing the 40 lessons. Well, says the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. I mean, the Pesach itself doesn't require lechem. So you're going to tell me now the Meisra Pesach should require lechem? It doesn't make any sense. Miyika mitzvah the Pesach gufa lo boi lechem. Umotro boi lechem. No, what kind of kasha is that? Maybe that's the same kasha. You're telling me a Pesach becomes a shlomim. If it becomes a shlomim, that means that it suddenly requires misakim and to move past a shok. So you could make the same argument. Mihika mide. Is there such a thing where the Pesach itself doesn't require misakim to move past chazav a shok? And now the Meisra Pesach does require to move past chazav a shok and misakim. You see that that's not an argument. That's right. You know, for a moment. Shakon Shakoni a bit more. Says the Gemara. No. I didn't say that right. And the argument is like this. That's the point. If I had leftovers, extra money that I had set aside for a teda, when that carbon is brought, it's not brought together with any lechem. So the halacha is that if you whatever the case is, you could have a teda that was lost, you set aside other money, but brought another one, and then you find it. So there's no din of a lechem on vlad teda, on tmurat teda, on meiser teda. Fine. So how could it be that the meiser of a teda itself doesn't require lechem, but the meiser of a pesach is being brought as a teda does require lechem? That makes sense. Even the meiser of a teda doesn't require lechem. So meiser teda tznalo boy lechem. You're going to tell me that meiser the atyelahu mi alma. Some moser that's coming from elsewhere, like in this case, what's coming from the moser Pesach, boy lechem. That's impossible. Therefore, I basically have covered all my bases. Because in telling you the simple svara that kotshim kalim should be nifteitz of kotshim kalim, you have solved everything because I now know that it has to be a shlomim. Meiser it can't be because it's a ferish apostle. Bukhara it can't be because I'm comparing it to meiser. Tmura it can't be because it says Beferish Vayot Hu Tmurase. And it can't be Teda in terms of the fear of Lechem because of this Halacha as well. Of the simple Svara that it can't be more than the Meisra of a Teda itself. Memele, you don't require any special Pasuk to tell me that a Pesach has to be a Shlomim. What else is it going to be? Maskevo Rabbi Yemer Breder of Hillel. Rabbi Yemer Breder of Hillel has a problem with the old Russia. Because the whole drasha was the im min hatzon korbanos. What do we say? Something that comes min hatzain, and what is that? Korban Pesach should be lezevach shlamim. I understand. What makes you say it's a korban Pesach? A korban Pesach is not the only thing that comes min hatzon. Maybe it's an asham. So maybe the whole drasha is wrong. We might do a meitzer Pesach. See, Dilma b'meiser asham ksiv. Who's to say that the im in atzon, since an asham has to be an ayom in atzon, you can't bring your min abakar for an asham, so it should be v'zevach shlamim and darshan this whole thing for an asham, not for Pesach. Omar Rava, well, Rava, look at the pasuk again. The im in atzon karbanol v'zevach shlamim means min atzon dover hashaveh b'chol tzon. Something you could bring from any type of tzon. Now, tzon technically includes goats and sheep. And an Ushem cannot be brought from goats. It can only be brought from an isle. So it has to be a specific kind of sheep, a male, an older male. So therefore, if you're telling me Minatzon, it's got to be referring to Korban Pesach, that you have a choice of either a Kesev or of an Eiz. Mashenken Ushem, there's no choice of bringing an Eiz. So Rav Avin Bar Chiya was really upset with that. Some say it was Rav Avin Bar Kahana. You know, I love the way you switch things to fit whenever it is you want it. B'chol atar, every time we get to a place where it says min, how many times you darshan min? Min habakar, we darshan, and I can't have a reveya, nirva, treifa, and so on. A million drushes min is to say some of and not all. But here it says min hatzon, so now it means all of the tzon. Oh, come off it. I mean, on the contrary, it makes much more sense that it's an Ushem to tell you that he mean a tzon, but not all the tzon, which is an Ushem, Ashen Kein Korban Pesach, which comes from all of the tzon. So I, you know, but because you made up your mind, it's a Korban Pesach. Now you decide, mean a tzon, has to tell me every type of tzon. So, b'chol ha'tzah, tamet min lahotzi. And all of a sudden here, v'kan, min l'rabbeis. Amramani, no, not true, excuse me. The min is motzi, you know, you're confusing two issues. Because the word tzon means what it means. It's a species. It's a broad category of species, as opposed to the bovine. It means the non-bovine domesticates. Okay, so it includes keves, the small animals. It includes keves and tzon. It's a given that it includes fasim and sirim. Mina tzon, indeed, is mamayet. It's mamayet various types of tzon, whether they're keves or whether they're izim. And of course it happens to be that a Korban Pesach cannot be brought from a two-year-old animal, an animal in its second year. So it's minat tzon, but not all the tzon. It can't be brought from a female. So it's minat tzon, but not all the tzon. It's still minat tzon, for God's sake! So it has to be both masim and izim, but what type? Specific types! Okay, so that's referring to the Korban Pesach. Beautiful, makes perfectly good sense. Ramoni Okinani Min is Lahotzi. You can understand where he got his name from. Velohasi ben Shtei Shanim. Velohasi min Akeva. So it says Ramoni that man, Odid means always from something. So over here it means only those that are not in their second year. Only those that are not Nekevas. Maski Flor of Chana Bagadata. Umi Matit Amrit Hiksiv Hai Bemetzer Pesach Ksiv. You're going to tell me that this pasuk is a reference to a Korban Pesach. Now, let's be serious. If it's talking about a Korban Pesach, in other words, you're learning like this. Ve'im min hatzon korbano lezevach shlamim. You're saying that's the pashas of the pasuk. This is how Rashi learns the entire sugya. Tosfos argues on him earlier. But Rashi learns, we're not making any drushes over here. That's the pshat that we have an extra word to be doresh. We're saying this is the pshat in the pasuk. Im minatzon, grammar, suddenly it comes minatzon, shabim lezevach hashlamim, and then what? And then you start explaining. Im kesev, you give the dinim of the kesev that you bring the aliyah on the mizbeah. Vim eis karbano, continues the next pasuk. Right? All underneath the overall pticha of lezevach hashlamim. Now, if you're serious about this being a Korban Pesach, then the continuation of Parsha is absurd. What do you mean, in Kesev, in Eiz? This is the first time that we know of Korban Pesach is a Kesev or an Eiz. I have to tell me the din of Kesev and Eiz. That was already innate in the word im minatzon. That's what you were saying, referring back to an aforementioned Pesach, which is Mikolatzon. So what are you telling me that you can bring it now? Minat Kesev, Minat Yizim. I don't understand. The rest of the Parsha makes no sense. Hamidachsiv im kesef v'im eiz. I mean, isn't Michla the lab the mitzvah of Pesach? See, can't be talking about a Korban Pesach. No. Im kesef im eiz isn't coming to tell me the dinim that you can bring it from a kesef and an eiz. Im kesef and im eiz is coming to tell me the differences in halacha when you bring things from kesef and eiz. So when it says the Kiritanya, what does it say? Kesef. That's the rabbi says Pesach la aliyah. This is kesef korbano. That comes to tell me that a Korban Pesach, when you bring a kesef, you have to bring the fat tail also on the Mizbeach. By the A's, there's no such thing. So it means you're adding an additional piece that's brought on the Mizbeach when you're bringing a Korban Pesach. And now that it says, Im Tesef Korbanot, that Im comes to tell me that a Pesach She'avrash Nata, if you have a Pesach that is now overdue, it's now, I can't bring it anymore, it's now too old, and I set it aside for Korban Pesach, I missed the date. Shlamim Habaim Achmas Pesach, or Shlamim that are coming because of the Korban Pesach, which Rashi learns is referring to the Korban Chagiga that is brought together with the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, which if you have a lot of people that are signed up on your Korban Pesach, the din is that a Korban Pesach needs to be nechal al asova. It has to be eaten where you have already filled yourself up on the meat of Korbanos. So if you're only one person or a small family, you can eat all Korban Pesach. That's very nice. But if you have a lot of people, everybody's going to end up getting one kezayis. It's not enough to fill you up. So then you bring another Korban, which is a Korban, it's a very odd Korban. Usually a Chagiga is brought on the Chag. But over here, there's a new concept of Chagiga Arba Asrei, a Korban that is brought with Chavod the Chag that's eaten on the night of the Chag together with the Korban Pesach. What's the din of that Korban? So that is this, comes to tell me that if you have now the extra Im Kesef, comes to tell me if you have a Pesach that I needed to bring as a Shlomim because it got too old, or for that matter, the Shlomim that I bring together with my Korban Pesach, if I'm bringing a Korban Chagigat Arba'at, which I don't have to bring, but if I'm bringing it, that I need to do over there, Kol Mitzvat Shlomim, I treat them as a Shlomim. They need Smicha, they need Nesachim, they need Tenufas Chazav Shok, and therefore, it's not that it's coming to tell me that there is such a thing as a Pesach Minak Fasim, obviously. Coming to tell me new halachas that are no gain for Pesach min ha'kvasim. And now when it says ve'im min ha'ez. So first of all, the ve'im. So ve'im now is a, okay, now comes a whole new category. So first of all, that's mafsik ha'inyan. That now draws a line between the dinim of kevet and between the dinim of ez. To tell me that an ez einat una alya. I don't bring up the tail of an ace on the Mizbeach. Fine, so then I understand that the continued explanations in the Parsha are not a contradiction to learning that Imin Atzon Korbano is a reference to a Korban Pesach that's being brought as something else. Fine. But our problem is, don't we basically already know that this is true that a leftover Pesach is brought basically. When I say Moser Pesach, I mean whatever was left over because I missed it, was missing at the time, or because it was too old at the time, or because it wasn't Roy for Pesach Rishon, it wasn't there. Whatever the case would be, didn't I learn that out already from Avuah d'Shmuel? I mean, you just went through this whole drasha of how, what the din is of Pesach Shavar Shanaso, how do we know that a Pesach Shavar Shanaso is included over here in Kef? I learned that not from Avuah d'Shmuel. Remember? We said, Ve'im min atzon korbanot lezevach shlamim. That was the opening drasha. Dover habo min atzon yiyeh lezevach shlamim. Doesn't that include the din of Pesach Shavar Shanaso? So why do I need to learn that out from Im Kesef korbanot? You said, Im Kesef comes to tell me that a Pesach Shavar Shanasai is Lekol Mitzvat Shlamim. But that's what I knew from the first Pasuk. That anything that's being brought Minatzon, if it's being brought not for itself, Yelizevach Shlamim. No. And you know what? I have even worse news for you. Because we had before, we have another drasha. There's even a third drasha. Akate mit Rabbi Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avu Anafi. You know what? We even learned it from a different pasuk. Yom Reb Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avu Minayin leMotar Pesach Shekarev Shlamim Shenema Vizavakta Pesach LaShem Elokecha Tzonu Vakar. Remember, we asked, how could it say V'zobachta Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha tzonu bakar. When there's no such Pesach, v'alohin Pesach b'ayala min ha'tzonu min ha'kvasim min ha'izim. So therefore, this pasuk must be coming to tell me, v'zobachta Pesach l'Hashem Elokecha. And if you can't do it correctly, then tzonu bakar. It should go to a korban shlamim, which comes min ha'tzonu min ha'bakar. So that means a mosar Pesach, it should be l'davar haba min ha'tzonu min ha'bakar, my new shlamim. So I have three psukim telling me the same thing. That a Pesach Shavar Shinah, so I learn out from Ve'im Kesef. And I learn out the same halakha, because the Kesef Shavar Shinah is also Moser Pesach. I learn it out Ve'im Min Atzon Korban Ol L'Zavach Shlomim. And I also learn it out from the Drasha, V'Zavach the Pesach Vashem Elokecha, Tzon Uvakar, which can only mean Tzon Uvakar is a euphemism, so to speak, for Korban Shlomim. So why do I need three psukim for? Tell us, says the Gemara, the truth is Tzilat HaKroitziv. I do have three halachas that discuss the din of a Pesach She'avrah Shnata. Because the truth is I have three different levels. And if I only had one pasuk, I would only use one of those levels. Chad, one pasuk comes to tell me that in a case where I literally am left with no possibility of using this carbon as a carbon pesach, it's nitche from the whole tzura of a carbon pesach, then I understand it becomes a shlomi. So whichever pasuk you would have said, I would have applied to that case. And what would that case be? Where both the animal is too old to bring as a carbon pesach. I can't even bring it now as a pesach sheni, because it's too old. And I've already missed pesach rishon. It's overs. So chad lavrazmanova avrashnato. Okay, so I said, that I know, if the korban has no shaykes to korban Pesach anymore, let it be for shlomi. How about if it still has shaykes for korban Pesach? Maybe I could bring it for a Pesach sheni, or maybe at least it's still within the age that is possible for it to have been brought as a Pesach. That I don't know. So I need another pasuk to tell me, chad la'avrazmano v'loshnato. One with korban Pesach, it still can be brought for Pesach Sheni, but it's too late to bring it for Pesach Rishon, because I missed it. I missed the time for Pesach Rishon.
And what
if it's Pesach Sheni? V'chad, in the other cases, where it was Avra, lo zmano, lo shnato, where I shecht it for something else. So in other words, where it wasn't even over Pesach Sheni, right, Rishon, but like the case was over here, I shecht it l'shem and other garment. In all three cases, I need to know that the din is that it's brought as a shlamim. Now, obviously, I need all three cases. It's mitzvah. Because if the Torah would only have said one, because Rachman Achad, so Havah Mina, my response would have been, Hane mi le'ech to the Ova Shanato Uzbano, the Yitzchini Pesach Legamer. If it's not suitable for Karban Pesach, not in terms of its own body, and not in terms of the time of the year, fine. Aval, Ibrazmano Velo Shanato, and my shame came where it is no longer usable because it's past the zman of bringing the Pesach, but it's still usable itself. It's still within its first year. So chazi l'pesach sheni, maybe over there I should use it, and I can't make it a korban shlomi. Because of Rachmana Hanitar, that they would have said these two cases. I would have said, okay, should be itzkalu mimil tayu. I can't bring it for what I had set it aside for, namely Pesach Rishon. Avol ha'ekad lo avra lo zmano v'lo shnato. And if it's both suitable and within the time frame that would allow it to be used if I hadn't done it today, so then it's kazi l'Pesach emalo. Maybe in that case the Torah does not tell me that it should become a shlomi. Therefore, tzrich, I need all three psukim. Omar Rav Mishmei de Mavok Chatat Sheshachta Lashum Chatat Nachshon Kshira. Now we have distinguished previously in Rava different levels of Shinui. We said that if you're shechting the Shinui Baalim, remember, he has to be Mukhuyav Kapara Kimoto. And if he's Mukhuyav a different type of Kapara, then that's not Allah v'lo al chaveros. If he's chayav an oilav, you're chayav a chatas, that's not called a shinui b'ayim. The other lima that we had before was that a chatas that is shechted for a chatas is kosher. Because all it says is lechatas, and I shechted it lechatas. What's the nafka mean if I shechted for a chatas dam, I shechted for a chatas chelev? Now, the truth is that that is a little bit disingenuous, because there are chataot that are not included bichlal in the concept of kapara in a particular chait. We've only seen them. Chatas nazir, chatas mitzera, and then the root, the mother of all chataot, which is the chatas nachshon. Chatas nachshon was a soyer that was brought on the miluim, because nachshon was the one to begin the miluim. We call it on his name. Of course, all of the seim brought the soyer. And that chatas nachshon is really a very primal, theoretical chatas. It's not coming, that soyer was not coming on a particular sin. So if that's the case, we need to establish whether a shinui of the shame of a chatas, guy is supposed to be bringing a normal chatas chele, and he changes it to a chatas nachshon, which is the equivalent really of chatas nazir and chatas mitzvah in a way. Would that be included in the idea of that shachat sotah lechatat erchatas l'shem lechatas nishkata? Or is this more like shechting a chatas for an oilah? Because it's like a different type of carbon. It's not coming for kapor. And, of course, I need to know what the equivalent halach would be l'gabe someone who is mechuyev a chatas nafsha. That is to say, he's mechuyev a carbon nazir, a carbon mitzera, which is essentially a glorified chatas nafsha. It's a korban, chatas, it's coming, shalom alachim. So our opening gambit over here is to discuss shinui hashem, and not shinui violence. That supposedly, what Rav was quoting over here is that a chatas that I shech for chatas nachshon, it's still kosher. Because since it says, zot torat hachatat, it teaches me that all chataot are included in one general umbrella called chatas. So it's Torah chata kola chataot. Therefore, I'm simply switching one chatas from another, and that's still chatas Hashem. Chatas, it's not a shinui Hashem. So Rava was there, and he was saying over this maimer, Yosef Rava of Carmel al Hashmaitza, when Mesharshia hears this, and he says to Rava, I don't get it. Because Rabbi Shimon Amer Kol Hamanochi Shenik Mitzushalolishman Ksherot Valu Labalin Lashum Chova. When it comes to the Mincha, we'll see that we have an exact equivalent of our Mishnah in Menachos, the exact equivalent to the Mishnah in Zvachim is Kol Hamanochi Shenik Mitzushalolishman. Fine. Now over there, that idea of k'mitza shelo l'shman is the equivalent of doing now our zvicha shelo l'shman. There, it is kosher and it's olo l'balim, as opposed to our mesechta, in which a zevach is not olo l'balim. Says Rabbi Shimon, by definition, a mincha will be olo l'balim. Why? Because, you see, if you look at what's being done, it's clear that what the man is saying is not what he's doing. When it comes to a zevach, I have no way of knowing whether if I make a change in the zevach, that was my machshava or not. I can't see a difference. You do the same shechita for any zevach. But when it comes to a mincha, I don't do the same thing. The mincha is physically different. So therefore, it would be kosher because it is eminently a lie. L'fisha in ha-menachot domot v'zvachim. For instance, if somebody is komets a minchat machavat, l'shem a minchat marcheshet, everybody looks at him and says, hey, guy, are you out of your, cotton picking mind? I'm looking at what you're doing, and I see that this is not a minchat marcheshet. Because ma'aseh mochichina le'ashim machavat, any idiot can see the difference between the results of a minchas marcheshes and the results of a minchas machavat. A minchas machavat is essentially a pancake. and you push it, nothing happens to it. And Minchas Marcheshes is essentially Teglach. And you push it, and it wiggles, because it's been in a deep container of oil. And when you drop dough into a deep container of oil, it's loose. It's wiggly. No. What can I do? There's no English equivalent to Teglach. So I see what it is. So what are you telling me? You're doing something else. If I go ahead and I claim that I'm bringing a minchas chareva, minchas chareva is minchas chayte. It's called chareva because you don't put oil in it. And I make it l'shem belula, for a normal mincha which has oil mixed in it. Any idiot can see the difference between a ma'aseh mincha that has oil and doesn't have oil. Ma'aseh mochisin on l'ashi chareva. So therefore you can't have a machshava that is contradicted by the physicality of what you're doing. Avo bizvachim. You know, okay. When it comes to karbonas of zevach, that's not the way it goes. Shchita achat b'kulam, kabbalah achat b'kulam, zrika, everything looks the same. How am I going to know what it is that I'm doing? Now look, taima, l'maaseh ha'mochisinah. What is Rabbi Shimon's reasoning? Rabbi Shimon's reasoning, Rava, is because any idiot can see that what you're saying is not what you're doing. Okay. But if it wouldn't be for that, in ma'aseh ha'mochisinah, then I would say that, well, you got a problem. It's a Shinoi Kedesh. Won't be all the Bible and Hashem call. Excuse me? And how about the pasuk that says, Zot Torah Tamincha? Torah Achat B'Kolam Minachot. In which case, if I shecht a Mincha Chareva V'Hashem, a Mincha Belula. I didn't do anything wrong. It's Mincha L'Hashem Mincha. Same way you're saying Chatas V'Hashem Chatas. Because it says Chatas it says Torah Minochis. So obviously, this great limit of yours isn't true. What are you saying? Hello? Am I? Why not? Which means that you can't switch mincha for mincha, because basically it's all the same. It's all one big category called mincha.
So you mean you can switch them?
Yeah, you can switch them. Ela Yitmar Hochi Yitmar. So what Rav must have been quoting was different. Omer Rav Bishmeda Mavog Chatat Sheshachta Amanat Sheyitchaper Ba'anachshon Kshira. He wasn't saying if you shech the korban chatas for a korban nachshon that it's kosher. It's not kosher. But if you shech the korban chatas for a korban owned by nachshon, then it's not kosher, because Nachshon died a long time ago. And therefore, then it is kosher, because Nachshon died a long time ago. And therefore, he doesn't need any kaparat. And ain't kaparat l'meitim. And since we darshan before, that the only time that you're going to apostle b'shinui Hashem of the violin is if the violin was b'kuyav kaparat kemotcha. So over here, Nachshon is not b'kuyav kaparat kemotcha. That's the point. That's very far-fetched. The reason that's very far-fetched, says the Gemara, is because Lema mates be Alma. What are you talking about, Nachshon? What does Nachshon have to do? We just say that if you shechted a korban al shema Adam that already died, that there's no problem, because it's not chavero dunya d'day. No. I'm smarter than that. I'm telling you Nachshon because I figured you'll be able to make a diet from me, you see. A commercial on time of the mate. The only reason that your kosher in this case is because Nachshon died. But if you'd have a korban like a korban Nachshon of somebody that's alive, how do you find such a korban? How do you mean Nachshon psula? Mainu chatas nazir v'chatas mitzayir. So what are you referring to? The only chatas Nachshon that we have this manazet is a chatas nazir, a chatas mitzayir, right? So what are you saying? That if I shechted a korban chatas for a chatas nashen, meaning it wouldn't be that nashen is dead, meaning I shechted for a currently living nazir mitzera, that then it would be indeed a mukhi of kapora kamenitha? That's what you're saying? That's not true. For all practical purposes, the chatas of a nazir and the chatas of a mitzera are korbanos of an eila. of somebody who's mechuyev an ayla, because there's no chiyuv of a chait. There's no chiyuv of kapora over here. Therefore, how could you say there would be psula because he's mechuyev kapora kamais? He's not mechuyev kapora kamais. Ah, that's also true. Okay, elayit ma'achiv. Let's try that again from the top. Here we go. Amar Rav Mishmeda Mabov. Cut three. Chata Shashakta. Al Nisha Mukhuyev Chata's Kinaksha. Point over here is that you're shechting it on someone who is currently Chayev A. Korban, like Naksha, meaning that he is a Nazir and Mitzvah. The Kiddush is that it's kosher. Because any type of chatos of that set, which is called the set of chatos machshir, is essentially an eilam. And therefore, it's not a mechuyev kapora kamaisai. Now everything fits perfectly beautiful. It's not because the chatos machshir, because he's dead. It's because anyone that checks for a chatos machshir is not a mechuyev kapora kamaisai. Igri Amri, Amarav Mishmeda Mavov, Chatas Sheshachta, L'shem Chatas Nachshen, is Psula. How does one go all the way? Change the whole thing the opposite of what we originally said. That what actually, what Mavov had said was, is that a Chatas that is shechted for a Chatas Nachshen is not called Chatas L'shem Chatas. It's called Chatas L'shem Eila, because a Chatas Nachshen is essentially an Eila. I mean, so what you're really saying is chatas nazir and chatas mitzera, right? So why don't you just say that? Lema chatas nazir and chatas mitzera. No, but ikar chatas nazir. I want to talk about the primal expression of that type of chatas, the chatas nashen. That's the first time such an idea happened. And obviously it relates specifically to nashen because of his name. And the idea of this chatas is that it's coming on the nature of chait, not on a specific chait. And therefore it's coming essentially on the nachash itself. And therefore, he's the one that is mechadesh this korban, nachshon ben aminadav, and therefore we call it chatas nachshon because that's its essence. And the mela, I refer to chatas nazir, chatas mitzera in the same way. Now, my further question is like this: Boy, Rav, chatas chelev Sheshachta l'shem chatas to tumas migdash v'kedesha ma'u. Now here we get into a very interesting question. We said that you have to be mechuyev kapora kamaisa. We said that somebody who's mechuyev anayla is not mechuyev kapora kamaisa. How about if he's mechuyev a korban anayla v'yayret? So you shechted it for someone who's mechuyev a korban anayla v'yayret. Now a chatas is chayev. Is a korban anayla v'yayret is a type of chatas. But normally, a korban ayla v'yared, I say, well, but a korban ayla v'yared is brought on something that you're not chayav koras on. It's not similar to your kapora. You're right. Thank you so much. I will now go back to Reins and read Chata Sheshachta L'Shem Chata Savodis Kechovim, what the din is. Fine. Actually, we begin with Omar Rav. Yeah. Omar Rav. Or rather, chatas chelev sheshachta l'shem chatas dam, or l'shem chatas avodas kechavim, is kshera. I skip that part. Why? Because it's chatas l'shem chatas. So a chatas chelev and a chatas dam is the same thing. A chatas chelev and a chatas avodas kechavim is also the same thing. The only difference is that the type of chatas is limited to a seira instead of a kisba. Fine. But l'shem chatas nozir, l'shem chatas mitzera is psula, because hani eilis ninu. My question is, boy rava chatas chelav shesharku l'shem chatas tumas migdash v'kedesh of ma'av. Look, I'm ready to accept that if I shechted a korban chatas l'shem, let's say shvuas bitui, or shvuas ha'edus. Over there I understand that it's not mechuyev kapora kamaisa. Why? Because it's not even a tzi of chorus. Even though it's technically included in the parasha of Katon, but it's an Eila V'yayret. But suppose I shechted on somebody who's mechuyev kares because he was nifas l'tuma betuma l'migdash, but his chiyev is to bring a korban Eila V'yayret, not to bring a korban chatas kavua. So what do we say? How do we look at that? Now, mi aminu kares kamesa. Do we say, well, it is chaver or duvili day, just like he's chayav koras, so too is his chaver chayav koras. And the Kor Machata that he's bringing is being machap on a chayav koras. Or dilma in kavua komas. Or do we say, but still the carbon that he needs to bring is not a carbon that is a chatas kavua, the way his chatas is kavua, and therefore it would not be included in chavero duvili day. Now what's amazing is that Rav Acha, who was Rava's son, he had all of these abayas of Rava that they weren't abayas. He said all of the cases, kulo, all of these cases he learned are psula. They are psula, and there were never a question about you can't take a chatas dam and shecht it for a chatas chelev. You can't take a chatas chelev and shecht it for a chatas avedis kechavim. Certainly not for a carbon out of a yarmid, it's a misbegish of a kitesh. Ah! That's wrong. Vishachat otala chatat is v'shem otachatat. Has to be the same chatas. It can't be what you quoted before. Well, it's chatas, v'shem chatas. No. Not true. It's not what my father said. Omele Ravashi, the Ravaka Breda Rabbah. So Ravashi asked Ravaka Breda Rabbah. So, how do you learn? I mean, we know your father asked Abayas about various chatos that were shechted for different types of chatos. How exactly did you understand his abaye? Was it, I mean, if you're saying that any shinui kadesh is definitely a shinui kadesh, so how did you learn the question? You're all confused. I learned the question in terms of shinui violin, not chatos chelev sheshachal chatos dam. Or chatas chelav shishachal mishu mechuyev chatas da. Or chatas chelav shishachal mishu mechuyev chatas avedis kechavi. Al mishu mechuyev chatas nazir v'chatas mitzera. And my question was, chatas chelav shishachal mishu mechuyev chatas tumas migash mekadosh mao. The way you were learning it, my friends, was that my father asked the question about the nature of the chatas, not the nature of the person. I'm telling you that that's wrong. The only way to say it is that the question was whether it's b'chuyav kapara kamosa, and that should be very clear to you. That's what was meant all along, just the way we explain it, basically. Not that it's a different type of carbon. Whether it's a different type of carbon, of course it's a different type of carbon. But if I'm changing a shinui violin, if it's a different type of carbon, that's an advantage, because then it's not b'chuyav kapara kamosa. So there the question is b'chuyav kapara kamosa literal? Or it's okay if it's kind of in general, sort of a chatas kamaisa. That's what my father was talking about. The owner, what was he mechuyav? Mi'amin in koris kamaisa, eidim in kavua kamaisa. We say that he wasn't mechuyav a kapara kamaisa. That's the question. Whereas the way you stated it in the beginning, you never spoke about mechuyav kapara kamaisa. You spoke about is it kavua kamaisa. So your question, where you were learning it, was clearly, you misquoted. You were learning it that it was a question of what type of carbon it is, not what type of person who's mechuyav the carbon it is. And that, I'm telling you, I heard from my father, Bethavish, that he held that a chatas has to be l'shem eisei chatas. You can't, like he says, v'shachat otav l'chatat means l'shem otav chatat. That's the point. And this, of course, was we spoke about back at the beginning in the Masechta. The kriyas Hashem of the kodesh of a chatas is very defined. And this is how we paskin. Not like we've been toying with all along with the way that we've been misquoting it. Is that you can check the chatas chayla for chatas dam? That's not a problem because chatas l'shem chatas nishkata. Not so according to Rambam.